I'd like to talk about Mini FM and radio art. Nadine suggested me to talk about the Mini FM and radio art, but the I myself now I am a little bit off the Mini FM. Right now, I am more involved in the net radio. Like this is called Polymorphous Radio. This site has maybe almost all my activities now. And the when I started this site, this was the end of Mini FM that we have been involved in. It is called Radio Homeland. And then I started this site in 1995, and this is I named this site as Translocal Weaving Link. Because after the popularization of the internet, you could link every.
While we're waiting here for Tetsuo, and we're listening
from radio, television, telephone, and everything. So that the main function of internet should be the linkage. So that I call it to, and also the internet is a global medium, but at the same time, it is very, concentrated into the local area, so that the this is internet is global at the same time local. So that the I named this translocal, and in terms of the contents, this is the first page work in progress in 1995. Consists of aspect of body, space, virtuality, and web. And at the time, the internet has a lot of limitation of the bandwidth and the speed. So this is a text base, but the this refers to Merleau-Ponty in terms of body, space refers to Félix Guattari. I was very much influenced from him. And in terms of virtuality, it refers to Gilles Drews. And in terms of web, this refers to Hakim Bey, Peter Wilson. He's my old friend, and we started to, this site from four concepts, a space, body, virtuality, and web. Today I'm talking about the Mini FM. Sorry, this is a very tiny computer. This is a data, and usually I connect this hard disk to other computers, but this is very low tech, so it's very slow. So, okay. And I'm talking about Mini FM and Radio Art. So my English is bad, so that I make this text. Mini FM had no constant name when we started experiments of free radio. We called our activities just as free radio because I thought we follow the free radio movement in Italy. As I explain the complicated process of the naming in my articles in, for instance, Radio Le Sync, Walter Phillips Gallery published, and At a Distance, MIT, this was given by the mass media who did not want to use the term free. But we had no choice because Mini FM quickly boomed. Meanwhile, I felt that Mini FM was not so bad, the name. When I visited the free radio station in Milano, Padova, Bologna, Rome, and so on in 1984, I became realizing the difference between the Italian free radio and Mini FM. And I articulated what the Mini FM is and the Mini FM will be. So maybe I will show some video clips in first before I explain what Mini FM is. I hope this works quickly. This is very old video, and the. This shows how the space for Mini FM was like. Most of Mini FM station has a small space. And then people come during the transmission. And when somebody comes, we interrupt and they change the program to the guest. And so every day, depending on who came, the program changed. So there is no space for sitting down, and then somebody just standing up, and I think that there are a lot of Mini FM stations in the 80s, and also there are many styles of transmission, but this is my own program called Saturday Night Virus. Every Saturday night, we spread a kind of virus in the community area. And quite a lot of interesting things happened. And sometimes we have BBS. We had BBS. At the time, there is no internet connection. The internet for the usual people did not start, but we have a special BBS site, and after our program finished, we input the content and what's going on in the BBS database. And the talk is, spontaneous talk is, we emphasize the spontaneous talk. And at the same time, in this radio, there is no difference between the audience and the sender. Of course, there existed a distance, but it's mixed quickly. In terms of this the detailed history, you could read my article Toward Polymorphous Radio in the Radio Rethink book. I'd like to talk about the beginning, why Mini FM started. There were many motivations to start Mini FM, but as a matter of fact, Mini FM started in my seminar to cheer up my students who were isolated each other in the period between the collapse of student movements and the beginning of economic leap in the early 80s. They need some medium to reconnect them together
from radio, television, telephone, and everything.
So that the main function of internet should be the linkage. So that I call it to lumping them together. Mini FM created comfortable, safer distance between them. This was very important in the period just after the inside fights in politics. And then they started Radio Homeland, their own radio station in Bohemian Center of Tokyo. The name of Radio Homeland connotates beyond the border, every kind of borders. Also, in terms of this situation of the youth at the time, I named it as electronic individualism. You could read this in my webpage too. I don't want to read again. I don't stop. Okay. So anyway, why I named electronic individualism? Because in physical level, they did not want to get together. But over radio and over maybe today the internet, they could help each other, and they could talk each other. But except electronic medium, it's very difficult to get together and talk each other. And then, this is a picture history of Radio Homeland. This has no sound. A lot of talk, checking signals, and we emphasize the receiving at the same time sending. Sometimes we go out and outdoor, and some music, quite famous musician came, and Felix Guattari came, Ivan Illich came. They are interested in our activity, and sometimes we have outdoor transmission using the trees for antenna. And now I call it Radio Picnic. This was quite new. Yeah, this has sound, and so this is 2000 in Weimar in Germany. We got together in front of Goethe House, and then we looked for some place which is good for transmission. And then quickly build up a small radio station. This is the most simplest example of Radio Picnic. Make the antenna. Before this day, we had a workshop, and we built up a transmitter. And using this, and also building the instant but quite effective antenna and install over the tree, and this time we use only a CD player, just playing and transmitting, and everybody carrying their own radio, and then while listening, we walked. That's all. But this is very different usage of radio transmitter and receiver. Transmitters. In order to open up mini FM, we needed transmitters. But there were many micro transmitters to cover the usual FM dial in Japan, 76 to 90. I don't know why, but you could suspect that many people wanted their own radio stations in Japan at the time. In the late 1970s, new radio policy started in the U.S., Australia, and especially in Italy. Public access, pirate radio, community radio, college radio, and free radio. In Japan, on the contrary, there was a kind of a substitute to use micro FM transmitter and audio facilities for a play to pretend DJ and radio technicians. Also, there is a special town called Akihabara where hundreds of radio parts shop existed. Still exist, but lesser than that time. In Japan, the radio policy has been very strict, and still we have not so much FM radio station on the dial. So in the 80s we had only one or two radio stations, so that there are a lot of free space in the dial. And so electric company sold small transmitters for those who were interested in opening up a radio station. So look at this. So this is advertisement of a small transmitter. There are quite many sets of micro transmitter. at the time, the aim was ambiguous, maybe for hobbies, but one could argue that many people wanted free transmission, I'd like to say. For instance, this explained that, so this is tiny transmitters, but this did not describe anything about free radio or radio transmission. So there was a strategy. The enforcement six established a special allowance that very low power airwaves need no license. The idea of mini FM started with the old law book of radio airwaves. And reading the new law books of radio regulation, I realized that everybody can use any airwaves of less than 15 microvolts per meter at the 10-meter measuring point. This defined a simplification of otherwise complicating application procedures for apparently harmless microtransmitter. Lumping them together. Electric field intensity. At the 100 meter point, one can use any airwaves of less than 15 microvolt per meter, this 100 meters. So, of course, you could use larger, much more, you can use outside of 100 if the airwave is very weak, which is within this 15 microvolt. But the ordinance was defined in the 1950s. During the decades, the receiving ability of radio receiver improved. Even the weak air waves can cover over 100 meter radius, sometimes 500 or more. Philosophy. Also, the service area of mini FM is very limited, only in 100 to 500 meter radius. This is a demerit from the perspective of conventional broadcasting. But Felix Guattari argued that we are now in the period of molecular revolution, and therefore micropolitics. Now we are familiar with the notion multitude. This is an umbrella concept to cover a micro unit of people. Today, the notion of individual is too large to say nothing of group and people. Inside the individual a body, many singularities are buzzing and expressing themselves. In order to respond to such singularities, we need micro and diverse medium. Mini FM may respond to it. But the I did not think this at the time, because we were looking for the strategy to open up free radio, just like in Italy. But the Felix Guattari came to Japan in 1980. I had three interviews with him, and I was very much inspired from his ideas. Before that, I studied his books, but the when I met him in person, I finally realized that he was very inspired by Italian free radio movement, especially Radio Alice. So, in my webpage, all of recordings of my interviews with Felix Guattari are now in on site. So you could listen to, especially this 1981, October 24 of 1980, there are a lot of comments on the radio. Also, another point in terms of philosophy of Mini FM. In Rhizome, he wrote that transversal communication between differentiated lines scrambles the genealogical trees. Always look for the molecular or even the submolecular practice with which we form an alliance. Félix Guattari and Jude Roux, Rhizome, 1976. This inspired us very much. Also, in terms of technology, Ivan Illich inspired us very much. Limiting the aspect of technology and art, Fuchs's artists such as John Cage and Nam June Paik used technology qualitatively different from the conventional and practical way. Radio and television sets are no more message machines. Even if they give message, it is not what the conventional communication theories thought. The sender and the receiver are mediated by the communication devices, and the most proper way is that the medium is not the message. This is a conventional think of way. Although Marshall McLuhan said the medium is the message, that is the medium defines the message. But the, in fact, still the conventional theory of communication does not approve his thesis at all. However, in arts, you can have a radio without messages, silent radio, television without images, and etc. Also, here, the technology is no more means, but comes back to the authentic meaning of the techne in Greece. That is handwork. So in terms of this, Douglas Davis' performance, Backward Television, was a very interesting performance. This has sound.
You and I have been watching television from this side, like this, all day today. We've been watching it this way for years. It's at the end of the day now, and I say it's time to turn television around. So I'd like to ask you to join with me in an experiment, a meditation, and a performance that can take place now in homes throughout the city. And it begins simply by getting up from your chair, coming to your television set, and turning it around to face the wall like this. That's the first step. And now the second step is to look for a channel where there's no program, no picture coming in, and to turn up the sound that you find there. Slowly, like this. Louder and louder and louder. And the last step is to turn off all the lights in your room right now. Then go back to your seat and sit down and meditate and watch for as long as you can, for hours, perhaps until the morning, and find out what television has to say to us from the other side.
This is the attempt in the television, but the Mini FM share the same idea. After we had 5 or 6 years, we came
actually
to radio art.
Feed
intensity, interest in the more smaller radios of airwaves. After the internet has been available, we have not to mind the length of service area. You can extend and reduce it quite flexibly. I thought that the time has come when we can explore and experiment airwaves for molecular revolution and microanalysis in the sense of Guattari. Radio will resonate the more micro and deeper side of the individuals. It will have messages, but it may be something to do with emotion and feeling. In terms of this area, we had quite a lot of experiment in Net Radio Home Run. In 1997, we started the Net Radio Station, which followed the ideas of Radio Home Run. But later on, we started again another radio. It is called Radio Kinesonas, which exclusively for experimental sound. In terms of this did not show. So maybe you look at the my website, http anarchytranslocal.jp radio art. There is a lot of files of what I have been doing and what we have doing. Finally, I will show some video clip, which was response to Mini FM in Canada.
Pumping up the volume at the smallest radio station in town. It's called dead air. It's like death itself, and every radio DJ knows it. But at one Vancouver radio station, silence is the longest-running program. It's Vancouver's newest FM station. But don't rush out to get your radio tuned in. Chances are, when you want to listen, it won't be on the air. And there is another problem. You have to live on the right block in the exact area of town to hear it. And when it does bother to broadcast, its musical format comes right out of left field.
Listen to the radio, bringing waves across the color line. Each and every song is the color of music.
Commercial radio, it's everywhere. The big operators pump out 50,000 watts of power, sending their programs thousands of kilometers. They're all licensed and survive on the advertising dollar.
Turn to just about anywhere on a dial on a radio station here and you'll find one. There's more radio stations in Vancouver than any other city in Canada, and most of them are losing money. One of them recently abandoned its position on the dial because it couldn't make a go of it. Another one is for sale and nobody's buying. Well, we've discovered a little-known radio station in the vicinity of Main and Broadway in East Vancouver that just went on the air. And believe it or not, this new radio station is using a $2 TV antenna to send out its signal, bought at a garage sale.
Its operators are pirates in the trade, which explains the tongue-in-cheek disguises as they set up to go on the air.
Microphone.
Mic.
They don't have a license to transmit from the FM band, but because there's no advertising on this station, radio's governing body hasn't tried to shut them down. No big bucks involved here. The transmitter to send out the signal fits into a video cassette box. The receiver is a tape deck. It's the cheapest. Startup costs are under $50. And the lowest powered station in Canada, there's just 1 watt. That's barely enough to power a small flashlight. And the format at WENR is strictly off the wall.
Welcome to Wiener Radio.
Very good. Greetings, folks, and welcome to Wiener Radio, WENR, broadcasting at 89, more or less, on your dial. We hope you enjoy the show. If you want to find out how you, too, can broadcast radio, just give us a call. But right now we're going to get right into our main feature of the day. The girl from Ipanema performed on a dustbuster. Here.
$45 radio isn't a Vancouver idea. The concept came out of Japan, where a rather unconventional radio buff gives video courses on how to get on the air, how to build a transmitter, how to build a portable umbrella antenna to take your limited-range radio station out to the streets and into different Japanese neighborhoods and homes.
This isn't broadcasting in the traditional sense, is it?
No, it's microcasting or narrowcasting, we call it. The idea, we're not interested in spreading our message all over the world. We just want to get a few blocks around the house here.
And through your 1 watt of power, what is the message?
Well, the message is that we're all living here together, and, you know, you could listen to my radio station tonight, and I might listen to yours tomorrow.
Based on your experience, how far do you think it should go?
Well, we've been picked up as far as Victoria Drive. And we're at Main and Kingsway, where our studios are. A couple kilometers is lucky to get that.
One more thing. I think the idea of Mini FM is also could utilize in the internet. You know, the internet is still used as a means to convey information from one place to another place. But at the same time, you could use the internet as a kind of getting together medium. So this is one example that I did. In Tokyo, using the internet, still in Tokyo, in Japan, the every public telephone has the ISDN jack, so that using the ISDN jack, hook up this small computer and encoded the images and the sound.
In the future, perhaps the live event, according to Charlotte, may be over. That live radio may be something that is dying because people want convenience radio, and that may be the radio of the future.
Actually, could I speak to that?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a huge trend of on-demand radio, which is what podcasting really is, and as a mass medium, radio will always be strong in terms of local, and I think the live is crucial. I mean, I think there's something that's surprising and exciting and of the moment that has to do, that is live radio. That might be a concert, though I think more often it has to do with information. On CBC, just last month we started podcasting another 22 shows. And I've got to say,